As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 12 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
This year's Sun Bowl game marks the 80th game in one of the oldest traditions in college football history.
The first Sun Bowl was played New Year's Day 1935 as a fundraising event for the El Paso Kiwanis Club. The public submitted suggestions on what to name the game, and Dr. C.M. Hendricks suggested the Sun Bowl. Hendricks later became the first Sun Bowl Association president.
In 1934, the Sun Bowl Association was founded to present a football game of national importance to promote the El Paso region and to generate tourist income.
Legendary athletes have played Sun Bowl games over the years, including Era Parsegan, Merlin Olsen, and Tony Dorsett.
Texas Western, now UTEP, played a Sun Bowl in 1957, losing to underdogs George Washington University.
Aside from some nail-biters and blowouts, the Sun Bowl has also produced some strange moments in its long history. During the Fog Bowl of 1974, a freak winter storm the night before the game caused steam to rise from the frosty field during the first half.
This year, teams from the ACC and the Pac-12 will meet on December 31st. Virginia Tech will take on UCLA with kickoff scheduled for noon. The 2013 Sun Bowl will mark the first meeting between the two teams. The game will be broadcast on CBS for the 46th consecutive year, the longest running partnership between a network and a bowl game.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit utep100years.com. That's UTEP, numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Keith Erickson.
And I'm Norma Martinez.